In memory, it is with deep regret that we record the deaths of the following members, and we offer our heartfelt condolences to their widows, widowers, families and friends. David Bartlett of Winchester, who died on the 1st of December, aged 89. He served as a guardsman in the Grenadier Guards. Nolan Basford Ward of Atherston, who died on the 25th of December, aged 92. He served in the Royal Army Ordnance Corps. Arthur Bell of Dunfermline, who died on the 1st of November, aged 87. He served as a private in the Royal Highland Regiment. James Biggins of Carn, who died on the 17th of November, aged 95. He served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. John Boyd of Kilwinning, who died on the 1st of December, aged 87. He served as a gunner in the Royal Artillery. Edward Broom of Newport, who died on the 1st of November, aged 89. He served as a chief technician in the Royal Air Force. Philip Brophy of Poole, who died on the 17th of October, aged 96. He served as a gunner in the Royal Army. Pauline Cole of Hailsham, who died on the 30th of November, aged 79. She served as a sergeant in the Royal Signals. William Coleridge of Devon, who died on the 19th of November, aged 88. He served as a major in the Coldstream Guards. Kevin Crowther of Blackburn, who died on the 25th of December, aged 63. He served as a private in the Queen's Regiment. Robin Delderfield of Hemel Hempstead, who died on the 1st of December, aged 73. He served as a lieutenant in the Royal Navy. Clifford Donald of London, who died on the 17th of December, aged 91. He served as a private in the Seaforth Highlanders. James Drew of Pontypool, who died on the 24th of December, aged 91. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Dennis Dyer of Sutton, who died on the 29th of December, aged 99. He served as a seaman in the Royal Navy. Arthur Eggert of London, who died on the 11th of December, aged 91. He served as a Lance Corporal in the Royal Army. Leslie Fiske of Enfield, who died on the 4th of December, aged 89. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army. Thomas Godfrey of Lincoln, who died on the 29th of November, aged 94. He served as a chief petty officer in the Royal Navy. Colin Green of Barnsley, who died on the 1st of December, aged 88. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army. Alex Harwood of Morecambe, who died on the 12th of December, aged 98. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army. Terence Husty of Preston, who died on the 21st of December, aged 88. He served as a private in the King's Own Royal Regiment. Brian Haynes of Crawley, who died on the 13th of November, aged 98. He served as a wireman in the Royal Navy. James Hedrick of Cowdenbeath, who died on the 1st of November, aged 90. He served as an acting corporal in the Royal Army Catering Corps. Albert Hind of Wellingborough, who died on the 1st of December, aged 95. He served as an LAC in the Royal Air Force. Dennis Hodgson of Consett, who died on the 1st of December, aged 97. He served as a stoker mechanic in the Royal Navy. John Hodgkinson of Braintree, who died on the 18th of November, aged 62. He served as a senior aircraftman in the Royal Air Force. Robert Holmes of Sheffield, who died on the 25th of November, aged 86. He served as a sapper in the Royal Engineers. Donald Howard of Neston, who died on the 1st of December, aged 89. He served as a private in the Royal Signals. Tony Huckle of Dunmow, who died on the 12th of December, aged 88. He served as a private in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Frederick Jones of Swansea, who died on the 1st of December, aged 86. He served in the Royal Artillery. Douglas Jones of Luton, who died on the 11th of December, aged 93. He served as a corporal in the Royal Army Medical Corps. Ernest Jordan of Gerrard's Cross, who died on the 27th of November, aged 97. He served as a Lance Bombardier in the Royal Artillery. Terence Knight of Rotherham, who died on the 20th of December, aged 91. He served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Roger Mooring of Wincanton, who died on the 9th of December, aged 84. He served as a staff sergeant in the Royal Army Service Corps. Anthony Morris of Chichester, who died on the 1st of December, aged 97, he served as a leading writer in the Royal Navy. Robert Murray of Farringdon, who died on the 1st of December, aged 91, he served as a sergeant in the Royal Air Force. Michael Potter of Westbury, who died on the 16th of December, aged 86, he served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Robert Reed of Abingdon, who died on the 21st of November, aged 96, he served as a second lieutenant in the Royal Artillery. Gilmore Richardson of Blyth, who died on the 1st of December, aged 92, he served in the Royal Artillery. Clarice Rowley of Yelverton, who died on the 29th of November, aged 98, he served as an ACW1 in the Royal Air Force. John Scott of Bath, who died on the 14th of October, aged 92, he served as a trooper in the Royal Armoured Corps. Terence Smart of Skegness, who died on the 13th of November, aged 89, he served as a corporal in the Royal Army Pay Corps. Peter Smith of Coventry, who died on the 11th of December, aged 91, he served as an SAC in the Royal Air Force. Paul Southard of Plymouth, who died on the 1st of December, aged 81, he served in the Royal Navy. William Stevens of Dunfermline, who died on the 21st of November, aged 89, he served as a trooper in the Royal Armoured Corps. John Thorburn of Maryport, who died on the 11th of December, aged 92, he served as a private in the Royal Electrical and Mechanical Engineers. Andrew Tibbetts of Winchester, who died on the 1st of December, aged 87, he served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. Peter Tinson of Luton, who died on the 27th of November, aged 83, he served as a corporal in the Royal Air Force. And Howard Young of Lewis, who died on the 19th of November, aged 96, he served as a corporal in the Royal Marines. Did you know that we can set up online tribute pages for the loved ones of staff members and supporters? Find out more about setting up a tribute page here. blindveteransuk.muchloved.org